Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Chris Paquette, the co-founder and CEO of Deep Intent, a marketing technology company striving to improve patient health and well-being by facilitating better communication between brands, patients, and healthcare professionals. Mr. Paquette, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, I understand you did start as a data scientist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. If you would, tell us a little bit about what you did there and how that played in developing Deep Intent.
Sure thing. Yeah, no. So I was hired actually as a data scientist at Memorial Sloan Kettering to really kind of stitch together a lot of the data sets that we had available there. One thing about Memorial Sloan Kettering is that they are what they call a best of breed hospital. So they work with a lot of different technology and electronic health record systems. And the goal that we had, we were the first team to really start bridging a lot of the data sets together into one coherent view of the patient. So a lot of that work really was kind of centered around really mastering health data for Memorial Sloan Kettering's kind of enterprise-wide teams, but also the, kind of the development of different solutions to help understand how to use that data. So things like predicting risk, right, for different sorts of outcomes, and then, really trying operationally to improve the way that, patients flow through the health system, and then ultimately were treated.
Now, shifting gears here a little bit, what is the greatest challenge that you've faced as you have been working to bring your vision to life? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so when I was at MSK, one of the big things we saw was really the availability of data in a clean, kind of mastered format. So one of the ideas that, we had was, hey, how do we take this data first? How do we really wrangle that data into a way that's usable by data scientists? And then once we have the data in a format that can be, easily used and analyzed and used for things like machine learning and AI applications, what are some of the things that we can do with that data? For example, a perfect example is the use of basically clinical notes. So clinical notes are inherently unstructured in nature, meaning that they're not clean, like Excel columns of data that says yes or no, this patient has this condition. There's a lot of AI and machine learning, like natural language processing, that has to go into mining the text to really understand the semantics and the context of what's being said about the patient. So it was really kind of on that view. There's a lot of work. I would actually argue that 80 to 90% of the work actually is just getting the data into a form that could be usable. So that's kind of been the biggest challenge so far. And now that we're, Deep Intent in the marketing advertising space for healthcare, we see this problem, but it's, compounded across every other health system in the entire country. So it's certainly a sizable challenge.
Certainly sounds like it for sure, and thanks for sharing some of those details and your input there. Now, Deep Intent has created its own healthcare-specific identity solution that matches physician and digital IDs with clinical, behavioral, and contextual data. For our listeners who may not be so tech-savvy, can you explain what all that means?
Yeah, so basically, when one of our clients is trying to launch a new drug to market, it's really important that those physicians know that the drug's coming to market and is now a new therapy that can be used for their patients. So what we do is we actually combine and stitch together a whole host of different sorts of healthcare data, such as, medical claims data, pharmacy claims data, and we use those different data sets to help our clients identify where they're going to have the most impact to launch their product by reaching the certain types of physicians that really have, a relevant patient population. So the first part is really identifying and planning those campaigns. The second part is then deploying those campaigns. And so what we've done is we've partnered with a whole host of different companies that allow us to effectively reach those physicians and those prescribers and allow them to easily understand, hey, this is a drug that's relevant or this is a therapy that's relevant for your patient population. We have the ability to reach those physicians on a very identified basis, which is, very effective, very efficient, and super relevant for that physician.
And certainly some fantastic news on that front. Today we are joined by Chris Paquette, the co-founder and CEO of Deep Intent, a marketing technology company striving to improve patient health and well-being by facilitating better communication between brands, patients, and healthcare professionals. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Chris, how do your products improve advertising to physicians, and how does this impact patient health and well-being?
Sure. So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, it's really about building awareness of new drugs and new therapies in market. So, you know, when we launch a campaign to, you know, reach a physician, we're doing that because we know already that this physician has a patient population that it would well receive this type of therapy or treatment. So the concept really is to help build kind of a 360 view or awareness across both the patient as well as the physician. And basically by doing so, it really arms the patient and the physician to what we call pull through and, you know, prescribe the treatment and then ultimately get the right treatment to the right patient at the right time. So where we see a lot of kind of friction in the process of marketing is, you know, we do see drop off between the, you know, provider and the patient actually first prescribing it and then the patient adhering to the drug because maybe the patient isn't aware of it, right? So the goal really is to build that awareness, basically start to build that relationship between the, you know, the drug as well as the patient and the provider. And then once we do that, we do see a higher rate of adherence, right? Which means that the patients are going to take the drug, they're going to get better. So that's really kind of the area that we're focusing on.
And speaking of your focus, what are you focusing on next? Anything that we should be aware of?
Sure. Yeah. So there's a lot of different things that we're doing. So, you know, one of the big things that it's going to be big on our roadmap for next year is, as I mentioned, we have the ability to plan, right? We have the ability to effectively reach the physicians. Ultimately, at the end of the day, what we're really trying to do, the vision of the company is to help improve patient outcomes. So the way that we do that, we need to ultimately know who got better and who didn't. So we've developed a couple different solutions, and specifically one that allows us to measure the effectiveness, the efficacy of our ad campaigns as it relates to patient health. So moving away from, you know, kind of a click-based measurement or very kind of front-end metrics, even moving away from, you know, net revenue, right, that ultimately the ROI that comes from the campaigns on a very monetary basis, we're really mostly concerned about our patients getting better. And what is the relative impact of this media campaign to that end goal? How many patients' lives can we change? That's what we're doing. So we have a couple new measurement solutions that are coming to market in 2020 that are going to be great.
Sounds like an exciting year coming up for you guys there at Deep Intent. In conclusion, what's your advice for our listeners who are looking to differentiate themselves within the competitive and crowded ad tech or MarTech marketplace? What's your thought there?
Don't overlook the niche, right? It's really easy to try and go after every single opportunity that you get thrown on your plate or that you see, because truthfully it's a big space. You know, one of the things that we did, and we did it really early on in our kind of company life, was, you know, we decided to really focus on healthcare. Why? Because we saw the market, we saw the opportunity, and it was underserved. So, you know, what we did is, you know, by focusing kind of on that niche, we were able to really double down, build the best product for a set of customers that were being underserved. And that really is what, you know, drove the adoption that we saw today.
Well, certainly do appreciate your coming to us on behalf of Deep Intent and what you do in the space and what you're doing in the space. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get further details online on Deep Intent or to be in touch, where's the best place online to do so?
Reach us at deepintent.com and we'll get right back to you.
Fantastic. Again, folks, it is deepintent.com. Mr. Paquette, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Chris Paquette, the co-founder and CEO of Deep Intent, a marketing technology company striving to improve patient health and well-being by facilitating better communication between brands, patients, and healthcare professionals. And for all the details, visit deepintent.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.